Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the 1,399 episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. That was the 1,399th episode. 99. You know, 99 is important. It's special. I'm your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings and Allen. And as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to D-Block Church. This is a place for the whosoever will. We meet every other Thursday, and for many, Purpose Kingdom is that place, you know, that we come to get a different expression every night. You get a different expression of what God is doing in our lives to each and every one of us. Like, so we got 7 days, 2 weeks full of newness, new shows, and you really, if it's the first time you're checking us out, please go to the archives and go back and fill your mind with the stuff that needs you to become a part of the kingdom. Because there is a purpose in the kingdom, and that's why we are here. We've been here, and now, because God is going to do what God is going to do, he will, we will, and it's all found here. Right here at the kingdom. That's what makes it great. I do need you to understand that in the process of this, if you'd like to call me live, you can dial in by dialing 319-527-6091. And if you press 1, that will cue the board, and then you'll hear a beep, and that means you can speak. But I thank God that we all decided that we would like to spread the word so that the world can hear what is there to be heard. And I'm not really going to ask you to do a lot of sharing tonight, because it's a lot of personal information that's going to come to you. But I would encourage you to share this with people that you love, or invite people into it to let the world know, you know, there is a place that we can come. And yeah, it's called church, but that's just because it's called church. It's a place that we come. It's the worship spot, D-Block Church, okay? Yeah, people say, oh, that's a church. And I say, oh, you are the church. You better watch your mouth. All right, now, if you'd like to dial in, please come on in, join us tonight, because I was looking at some stuff, and it ran across my head that I listen to people, and sometimes I might think that the person is saying something that that person is completely not saying. Right. That's exactly what I'm saying. People are like, what? Yeah, no. I hear people talk, and then I'm listening to them talk. So because they're talking, I'm using what I know about language, and I think that I know what they're talking about. But when it comes down to it, we could really be on two different planes. So that's why I said that tonight, the topic really just read out simply. I can't help but notice how the words of the world have been corrupted. It really, really got to me, because I'm going to use some words tonight that if you've never known this about the words, that's why we do this. That's why we're here. We're here to break things down to the point where even if you knew that, You know what I mean? You never thought of it in that manner or whatever the case may be. The first word I would like to bring up tonight, or the first word or first words, I should say, is profit. You know, profit, the bag, whatever. There's so many different meanings, you know. There are... It was actually funny because the way that I did it was I just start asking people about the word. And then when I started asking people about the word, people just start really giving me responses. They never really got to the fact of, like, never ever did they one time ask me, like, what do you mean by profit? Like, which word are you talking? So it would be like, if I was to say profit to you, you're thinking whatever you're thinking. So you're thinking either profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, right? Or you're thinking profit, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. A lot of people looked at me as if I was saying something crazy because they had never really heard it like that. So because they never really heard it like that, it was really hard to even... go through what we needed to go through. So tonight on D-Block Church, I wanted to actually go through them because it looked like the words have actually been corrupted. Because if you look at the word that they mean, or like the words that are the word, they're like polar opposites of what we use them for. It's almost kind of like, you know, when I get on my tangent about the rainbow. You know, shout out to all of these things that are being inclusive and everything, because, you know, I'm all into God's people. I'm all into God's people, but God's people need to also honor God at all times in everything that you do. Not saying that anything is wrong, but I'm saying in the aspect of the rainbow, taking the promise and using the promise too, right? If you were to listen to the story. But then to hear even further that that might not be a story, but a story. You're like, huh? In 2021, there's so many different ways that people are coming about all different stuff that if we don't understand where people are coming from or where we stand in something, we might not even understand what it is that we are saying to ourselves because we are using words that have been corrupted. Now, the only reason why I'm saying corrupted is because they're polar opposites. That's the only reason why I can use the word corruption and make it stick in that manner. Now, has this been proven? If it has, press one. And the reason why I need everyone to understand that when I bring a topic, I'm bringing the topic because it's something that God is saying that Adrian, this is on your heart. Now, I understand that my life used to be all types of different crazies. So because of the fact that it used to be all different types of crazies, when now I do my study and when now I listen and he speaks, I hear what he says. So then for years, I have been writing things down and not saying what God has been saying because I have been formulating opinions for everybody else. Or I should say, no, not formulating the opinion, but because I listen to the opinions of other people. I don't deliver things the same way, or I might not say things, or I don't do certain stuff, or whatever, or I might do it. Whatever the case may be, it sometimes doesn't end up coming out. It ends up being written down. So what you need to be able to do is understand that when you're writing it down, it's important to know what your words are, what we're talking about. So if I look at profit, P-R-O-F-E-T, look, there's profit versus the prophet. If there was somebody that was out there and they could tell me the difference, they could press one and we could do it that way. It would be such a live call. It would be, uh-oh, maybe it is that call. Let me, wait, And I don't, everything is crazy because I'm not at the board anymore. because something just happened at the very beginning of our show, everyone. So I want you to know that when you do hear the words, when you do hear the little dings, it is just the ding. However, if there is a caller, there can't be a caller right now. Not yet. The whole point of you calling right now is to say exactly what I'm telling you, because if you know what profit is and you tell me the difference, you would set the whole mood for the evening. Now, if you don't know, that's all right too, because what I plan on doing is just breaking it down and having just conversation on meaning right now, so that you can maybe help me through the fact that I believe that it's been corrupted. Profit. Profit. P-R-O-F-I-T. Let me see. Did I write it down? I must have wrote it down, because you know I can't be able to read at the same time. I hate when I have to do that. Meh. But y'all understand what I mean when I say we don't even have to go into what Webster says. But we can look at profit and say that's where I know that everybody that I spoke to when I talked about profit, they talked about a bag. They all talked about a bag. It was funny. It was weird. Like a certain generation of kid or person, when I spoke on profit, they literally talked about the bag, getting it, what they can do with it, how it was spent, and all this other stuff. So I was thinking, okay, profit is like money. Right, like, you know, the bag. Then they kept saying the bag, and I'm like, the bag. Now, because of the fact that I'm not that far removed, I know what the bag is, but I know the bag is a reference to. And we then have to understand that if we are using words as a reference to, it does not be the word. It's not the word. So the word that we're talking about is profit. So if we're talking about profit and we're speaking of the bag, right off, you should see that there's a disconnect. That's not my point, but there's the beginning of a disconnect. Just in general, there's a lot of words that I don't know what the generation is called. Like if there's a, you know, the Y's and Z's and X's and, well, now, no, those are probably people. Excuse me. So whatever, you know what I'm talking about. Shout out to everyone that knows what I'm talking about, because they exist in this moment. They understand exactly what I'm talking about. And it's okay for them. And it's fine for me, as long as it's not the only thing that we speak. Because if it becomes the only thing that we speak, then we lose the value and we lose the value of words, and we lose the meaning of words. And we kill communication. I'm going to come back to the killing of the communication, but it becomes a barrier in instances. Now, that was that prophet. Now take the other prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. This is someone that has spoken. This is someone that comes and speaks something else into, you know what I mean, into either a situation, your life, and it's been, and that person has heard from God, and they are speaking it. Like in the Bible, there were prophets. There were major prophets, I think they call them, major prophets and minor prophets. Okay, now the reason why I'm showing us what it is because of the meanings of the word. I need people to understand, yes, we could do profits, but understand the meaning of the words are where we are in this moment. Because if you can see the meanings of these two words, you would see then the polar opposites. You see that profit is about the money. It's about getting what you can get. It's about finding out where you started and making whatever you need to do whatever you need to do to make it bigger so you could do whatever, so that you could take the difference of whatever it was that you started with, and now you have, that's your profit. But when you have that kind of mindset, it's really, really hard for you to even pay attention or hear a profit or the profit or those profits. So it was just like, wow, that was the word that hit me. I was like, oh, okay. Kind of got me, because I was like, that's funny though, because when you are thinking about the money, you are thinking about the grind. You're thinking about, what can I do to make this, what can I do to double this, or what can I do to triple this, or whatever the case may be. You're thinking in the manner of, what can I do to, you know, to make that different, to make it better, to make it work differently for me, or so that it makes it easier to live this way, or whatever the case may be. When you switch in the word up with the prophet and profits, you'll never be able to hear what God is trying to say, because you're running after this money. You understand? And not only are you running after the money, but like I said, if you think it's a bag, you're talking about bags, and people that know anything about money and bags, they're not thinking anything about bags. Bags are like trash bags. Bags are like sandwich bags. Bags are things that you put stuff in. That is what a bag is. Regardless of what the slang of the word is, you can have a slang of the word, but you still have to have the meaning of the bag. You have to be able to understand the meaning of the bag. And not only that, but you have to understand that within the communication of how me, you, and the world would communicate, is that is why that bag should be something that you put in. But we have to understand that we are, I think, that our words are corrupted. 319-527-6019 is the number. If you'd love to talk to me, if you'd like to call in, press 1. You can get right on in. And if you have a comment or a word that I might not touch tonight, please, because it's actually intriguing, because I'm telling you, we are living in a world where we are not even paying attention to words that are, like, we are not paying that much attention to the words that we say, to the point where if we were to understand the words that we say out our mouths, a lot of the words would be different. Did I say that right? Well, no, I'll say it like this. Some people say that, I've heard people say it in the manner of, you can speak something into existence, but you believe you're speaking one thing, but because of the fact that your words mean something different, it might not always be happening that way. Now, I might have lost you there, but someone used this, and someone told me that mourning, here's another word, mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, and mourning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, mourning. Now, on one side, M-O-U-R-N, mourning, I-N-G, whatever, we're talking about that one. You're sad. Something happened. You've lost something. There's death. You're dealing in a loss. You're dealing in a mourning. You're mourning. It's a very sad place to be. Very, very. And you're mourning. Like, people can be sad, people can be solemn, but mourning is a different vibe. But yet, it is one of the M O R N-I-N-G is one of the things that most people say in the morning, like when they wake up greeting. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. What if good morning was meant as hello? But the truth of the matter was, it was actually really speaking the opposite, the polar opposite. So when you're saying good morning like life and breathing, you're actually saying, maybe, no, you actually can die today. It's not a greeting that you would want to give someone because maybe you'd be speaking death over them. I don't know. These are questions. That's why I brought it to the blog. I figured nowhere else will we learn anything unless we bring it to the blog. 319-527-6091. This is a spot where we can come in and we can learn some stuff. We can talk about some stuff and we can live through life with some stuff. The reason why I say that is because where your kids may be, mine will be too. And when they meet, they need to be all right. And in order for our children to be all right now, we need to focus on what it is that we need to do today to make it better for our children tomorrow. And that is why we're here at D-Block Church. If you did not know, this is the 1,399th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen. And this is D-Block Church. Now, sidebar, y'all, I would like to tell you that we are doing things to the point where just stay connected. Just stay connected to the block. Just stay connected to Purpose Kingdom Network. Make sure that every night between 8:30 and 9 o'clock, you're on the line. 8 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock. You're on the line. Make sure you're on the line because as long as you stay in the connection, then the vibration of the connection will come to the point where wherever you're sitting in your world, in your life, you'll understand that God is going to meet you right in the spot, right where you are. And that's when it becomes real to you. But now let's go back to this morning. I'm sorry. We talked about mourning, and if there is someone that is out there that has a comment about that and you know something different. Now, the reason why I brought mourning into it is because I have met people that don't say good morning. They say grand rising. So you know me. I'm like, well, hold up. What that mean? Why you gotta be different? You know what I mean? Why you gotta be different? Okay. Oh, what does that mean? Is that different? Oh, you're trying to be different. But then I had to realize that even in difference, we have to be able to accept everybody's difference. And that's where we're missing in the world right now. You know what I mean? The more we accept each other's differences, then, you know what I mean? It works better because then the glue, that's the thing that keeps you together, the things that are different about you. But when God is in it, he's not seeing the different, but because of the fact that we see different, you have to be able to at least go somewhere with it. Morning, grand rising. I said, well, why? He explained. And when he explained it, I said, now, that is just not right. That would not even sound right. But then I seen prophet. Of course, morning. And then I was in class today, and we were just studying, and I heard one thing. How about medication versus meditation? Medication versus medication. Let's talk. I said, oh my goodness. If you're sick, the first thing you do is they tell you to take medicine. But the truth of the matter is, if you're sick and you go into the word and you end up meditating on that word, you then find healing. But aren't they like two completely different components? Because most of the time, if you're on medicine, you're out there doing all other kinds of crazy stuff, or something's wrong with you to the point where you're always, you know what I mean, you're always not there because you're always having some type of medication to medicate you. So I can't say anything because I have to take a lot of medicine. And at the end of the day, the medicine actually bothers me, right? So then I say, okay, I'm going to stop taking this medicine. The only way I'm be able to stop taking that medicine is to be able to come to God. The only way I'm be able to stop taking medicine and say to myself, I want to be medicated, but I'm going to meditate to do it. Does that make sense? Did I say it right? If I haven't said it all the way completely correct, run it back, and I trust you, and I'll run it back tomorrow, and I bless you that I'm telling you it's going to make sense. Don't ask me how. Don't ask me why. It happens that way. But just make sure, because just know that the Lord has a lot in store, and it's going to go down here. It's going to start here. I will already tell you, I call Purpose Kingdom Network like the catalyst. This is it. This is like even to the point where we had gospel radio for a while, and, you know, we broadcast out of Philadelphia, and we had gospel radio heavy for a minute. What is it? Praise 103.9. Like, they were here. We had a word that was coming out of the, you know, we had gospel music that was able to be played through the airways and all that kind of stuff. They took that, like, so abruptly. It almost said, well, what happened? We looked at the prophet instead of the prophet. So we said that it didn't make enough money, or it didn't have enough listeners, or there were not enough people making that choice. We don't ever want to be the people of there were not enough people that were making that choice. That's just me. That's how I look at it. I brought the words up because we choose the words we use. We choose our language. We choose how to exist in our language. We choose whether to use our language. Like, these are all choices that we then really do make. However, it's time now to think deeper about our choices. I believe that our choices need to be more from the waist down perspective. And I'm not trying to be nasty. But everything that's below our waist, we should pay really close attention to. It's like the epitome of why we should do what we're doing right now. I understand a lot of people say that we do it, you do what you do so that you can, you know what I mean, do, you know, so you can be an example of what it is that you're supposed to be. And that's good. That's great. Because right now, that's what we need to see. That's what needs to happen. That's what has to happen. But when it does happen, we have to know what we're talking about. We have to make sure that we're not allowing words to change, or allowing context of words to literally change meaning. It's scaring me because if you are to do that, how? I don't even know how to say it. Like, where do you take that to? You have to stay in the environment where you are, or the area, you know, or the radius that you're in, so that you can use those words, because they're not real words in the rest of the world, I guess. So this is what I came on tonight with. I'm sorry if it confused you. It was intriguing to me, and I needed to know if it did seem that way, if it was different. They just seem like they're polar opposites. It just seems like everything is actually the opposite of what God would be saying, if you think about it. Right? Prophet. Especially prophet, because that was the one that really picked up. Like, I'm thinking, listen, the man said prophet. I don't know why, but I was thinking a prophet. Like, he is, you know what I mean? And then when I realized that what they were talking about, they were talking about making money. I'm all agreeing and stuff. But then I realized they're talking about a whole different prophet. And then that says, yeah. One, pay attention. Two, know the word, you know what I mean? Know the words and know your meaning. That way you know when somebody else is saying something also that maybe doesn't sound the right way, or it's not the way you learned it. It's okay to ask questions, I believe. It's funny. The only place I've ever heard that a person couldn't ask questions was in church. Is that weird? What's the word? Flabbergasted. Can I use that word? But when you think about it, that seems to be true. And I know that's not what God has intended for his people. And if that is what he had intended for his people, please come on in school me and tell me what I'm missing. Because God knows if I'm missing something, please, I want somebody to explain it to me. Because I just believe that there's a piece of harmony that we are going to get. I already see it done. That's why I live in this harmony place, and people are telling me that it's just not happening. And as long as we continue to look at things that are not happening, and we allow images. Let me tell you something about images. Y'all have to be careful about images. The reason why I can say this is because I don't watch television. Images jump out at me. Like, there's different, you know what I mean? Not even an image. I don't want to say, like, images jump out at me, but I get a certain feeling when I'm watching certain stuff, put it that way. And that whole thing that happened in January 6th or whatever, the way that it's happening right now, the way that we're seeing whatever they did and all the insurgent and whatever the hell they did, what they have done and what they are doing is they are polluting our 2021. And what tries to then happen in the beginning of our 2021 is we have a choice whether to start a new year or continue in the same old year that we've already was in and is already new. I know that there was a trial that everyone wanted to have to make sure that this wouldn't happen again. Like, they're already foreseeing badness that happens 8 years from now as opposed to raising up a leader. that helps people see what God is actually intending for them to do, so that they can be a people that actually do what it is and go into the promised land and work it for their good. Believe it or not, that's the way I see it. That's what I look for. That's the harmony that I see. And I know that we'll get there. The question is, if you're here listening now, the question is up to you. Are you now going to take it and do what it is that God is saying do with it? And that's only really to tell somebody else about it. They're not saying that you have to do much. Because as long as, you know what I mean? That's one thing that I look at. I look at it like that. No need for everybody to have to go. And the blessing of it is we have a sacrifice in Jesus. That was the whole point. That's what he was sent to do. So because of the fact that we have that, if we grab that, nothing that we've ever done is bad, right? So therefore, why do we have to have words that are completely opposite of what God is trying to say to us in the moment? That would be by a prophet. Because when the prophet speaks and the people that make money, they sure as hell don't want to hear what the prophet got to say. Trust me. Bible. That happened in the Bible. We can see that. That happened a few times. But at the end of the day, everything that was always prophesied became word, became flesh. Like everything that they said happened and would happen, did happen. That's how you understand it. That's how you can see. That's how you know that something else is, there's something else bigger than that. It looks like I'm saying, yes, one thing for sure, two things for certain. You have a choice that you can choose to live in today and not think about the tomorrows. Or you can die, like Fauci says. A few people are dying. Remember, there's always the people that are just like gonna die. You can be a part of that group too. Or you can be like a believer. I think today, matter of fact, today is Wednesday. So today would be the first day of Lent, right? Can y'all understand that we might have to have this whole season? We might really have to have like a live season so that people can understand what it is to just know about Christ? This would be a good time. Because I believe that today is Wednesday. No, it's Thursday. So maybe it started yesterday. But I just know that it's all in preparation for the coming. Right? Well, no, it's all in preparation of the story. But we don't even live the story. They don't even speak of the story. If they spoke on the story, then I don't think the church would be closed. But the church is not closed. I keep forgetting. I'm sorry. The church is online. Church is online. I forgot. It's not the same as this church, but church is online. And, right. Church is stay in the building. So you can go in there and worship the way you need to worship. So that your worship can bounce off walls. Look, and your worship, you can worship with other saints. And y'all, you know what I mean? That's the worship experience. I'm into the worship experience. Now, can I worship alone? Of course. but I like the worship experience. Why? Because I like to ride off the vibe of the spirit. So as the spirit can move, I like to move with it. It's beautiful. If you're listening to me and you don't have a relationship like that will allow you to actually go into a place where it is beautiful in the midst of chaos, in the midst of all that you do, what if it was to happen like that? What would we be able to say? What could I say? What could anyone say to make it, you know, real for you to grab it? Whatever it might be. Whatever it might be. Tonight is the night that you're supposed to put it on the altar. You're supposed to ask God to come into your life. You're supposed to ask Him to forgive you. You're supposed to exactly admit that you have sinned. You messed up. You know, it's your chance to come clean on things that you need to do, but then also have to admit, you know, and then tell me you believe. I believe that you came. I believe that you died. I believe that you were born again. You have to believe. And if you can get past whatever it is that you have to get past, because like I said, as long as words are doing their own different things with words, you have to be able to, you got to be able to at least know the words, do the research on the words. You know, you got to do your due diligence on a lot of it. But when it comes down to you, your salvation, it is up to you. And the blessing of it is free. You ain't even got to do nothing. All you have to do is ask. And it will be granted. Now, can you ask and then go on and do what you wanted to do just because? I mean, I guess you could do it, but it would definitely be frowned upon. And all I could say is, y'all lucky it ain't me. Like Chappie said, y'all lucky I didn't have to make that decision, because I'm not sure if I would have did what needed to be done. Sometimes I feel that wholeheartedly. So, if you are listening, and, well, let me see. Do I have any callers? Are there any callers out there? If there's no callers, we can actually go into the announcements. That way, we're going to finish the broadcast.
All right, so I'm on to do the announcements, and real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcements. This is the Project Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you that have joined us for tonight's broadcast. We thank you, and we really appreciate your listenership and your support. We also thank you for those that share, and let your friends and family members know that we are on live, PKN, via Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Anytime you want to send us an email, you can send one at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a, you know, or just, you know, just let a friend know that we're on or that we are here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom, where you can do likewise. And we also, like I said, we thank those that share, you know, that information. Anytime you want to hear any of our past broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can simply type in the host name or the show name, and we only thing you have to do is just type in the show name or the host name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And once again, we greatly appreciate those that share with their friends and family members. No matter where in the world you are, we thank you for your support, your listenership, especially those that's in foreign nations like China, Russia, Yugoslavia, and Croatia. We appreciate your support and your listenership, and we will continue to broadcast, you know, no matter what kind of strife or struggle you go through, that we are here, you know, for you right here at Purpose Kingdom Network. But guys, well, guys, bless you. We hope you join us tomorrow evening, 9 p.m. hour. I believe we do have a surprise at the 9 p.m. hour. I'm not sure the name of the program that we will have, but we will have a program tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour. We just thank you. And we, with the love of Christ, that we are glad to celebrate, you know, each and every one of us, our grace through the word of Christ. And we just thank you so much. With that being said, I'm going to turn the program over back over to Sister Adrian.
Awesome. Well, guys, you heard it here first. Got to get it right. Get it done. Pay attention to it. Once you get it done, know that you got a place to come. It's always good to have a place to come. Now, somebody out there, I'm talking to the person that didn't know that there was two words. I'm talking to the person that didn't know that those words had, they were two different words. And you only were aware of one of them. It's time to embrace what we know, and then let's learn some stuff. It's time for all of us to learn some stuff. And the reason why we're learning it is so that we can understand that when we're teaching it to our children, we know what we're teaching and we know why. I believe that in 2021, we owe it to our children. We owe it to our generations to come to get this thing called life right. And right now, we can look at it and tell that it's not right. Like Brother Rob just said, those that are out in Croatia and Kuwait and China, that's real. Those people are under attack because they love the Lord. That's real. That's real, real. Because imagine if that was like that here. We already know the answer because we haven't fought to get back in the building. I mean, so you already know the answer. Which is crazy, because is that the answer? As I believe at D-Block Church, we say no. It can't be the answer. Can't be the answer. We got to have something different because we can't keep having this. Simple as that. I'm just saying. Maybe suggestion. No suggestion is better. No, a silly suggestion is better than no suggestion at all. Right? And that's sometimes where people have to go. Live in that moment. Live in the moment of that silly. That way you can see it. You can see it the way it's supposed to be and not the way that it sounds like or the way, you know, or the way that it's interpreted. But you know for a fact what you're saying, what you're doing. I want to say that's about it. I can't push it. Can't make something. Can't make it real. Can't make it any realer than it is. So for the end of the evening, I want to just leave you with the thought of it's everything that it seems, but it's not what it seems. It's everything that it seems, but it actually is not everything that it seems. How can you embrace it? Does that make life better? Would you even be able to? You what happens with that? I don't know. That's the kind of things that be going on. So I don't know. Next week, 2 weeks from now, if I bring it back to the block, y'all better be ready to talk about it. I know last week, like 2 weeks before that, I was yelling. We were yelling because this is it. We can't take it no more. But I just want you to pay attention to the words because we're on one type time, and it's time to get on God's time. That's all. That's it. You ain't gotta, you know. There's nothing else better to say, and I think that's the way to say it. I really do. That's it. Sum it up. Brother Rob.
Jesus led. He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose. Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.